Molly, or bath salts. The names refer to the designer drug methylone. And today, methylone dealer Robin Gaddis was handed down a 16-year sentence in federal court in Anchorage in what is apparently the first case in the country involving a death from the drug. Robin Gaddis, the 20-year-old son of state legislator Lynn Gaddis, faced federal Judge Ralph Beistlein in court in a sentencing hearing that stretched for hours as a packed courtroom listened to often tearful impact state from Deborah Hurd and Dan Scott, the parents of Matt Scott, who died of a methylone overdose in April of last year. Federal prosecutors had pushed for a 20-year sentence for Gaddis and a $1 million fine. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tom Bradley asked for the maximum, saying Robin Gaddis had a lead role in a conspiracy to import methylone from China and distribute it to minors. Tom Bradley.
I think it was a very fair sentence. You know, he felt that was enough time to punish him and to deter others without it being too long. You know, Gaddis is young, and you know, perhaps when he emerges after his 16-year prison term, he can he'll be young enough to still turn his life around.
Robin Gaddis was arrested by state authorities in early 2012 for dealing the drug, but the case was dismissed because methylone was not illegal under state law at that time. But methylone was illegal under federal law, and Gaddis continued to import the drug, catching the attention of customs officials who had tagged at least three packages shipped to Alaska to addresses of friends of Gaddis's. When Matt Scott died, federal prosecutors stepped in. Gaddis was arrested on the Kenai and charged in August of 2012. And on further investigation, a total of seven young men were charged with conspiracy and the death of Matt Scott. All other defendants have pleaded guilty. Debbie Hurd, Matt Scott's mother, said afterwards that she had to be content with the judge's decision.
I'm glad everybody was here for my son. I still go back to the fact that who does that the day after my son dies, asks for his money back, and then thanks the supplier? Right? Who does that? And who faces off on their Facebook saying, just another day in the life of Robin Gaddis? I mean, come on. You can't get by that fact.
Hurd referred to an email Robin Gaddis sent to his Chinese supplier the day after Matt Scott died, asking for his money back. Prosecutors used the email and Facebook postings Gaddis had authored in their case against him. Robin Gaddis will spend 16 years in prison and will receive 500 hours of drug and alcohol counseling, but pay no fine.